Okay, so what do we got to talk about this week?
We like movies.
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots.
He's Chris. I'm Derek.
Two brothers from separate mothers. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
That's a good start.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Bugs Bunny to my Daffy Duck, Chris. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm living.
How you living, La Vida Loca?
Something like that. I think I'm living La Vida Broca.
Broca? I think I am too.
Yep. What a time.
Man, why the fuck did that pop in my head? Jesus.
I know.
I thought I successfully forgot all about that fucking song.
I just saw Ricky Martin was on something the other day. I forget what. And he's old as shit now.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not like...
I mean, he looks old?
He looks older, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, gray hair or anything, because he probably dyes it. But he does look old.
Wow! That's weird. He's always looked like a baby-faced person the whole time I've ever seen him. From Menudo to La Vida Loca.
Yeah, well,
that's gonna be the name of his biography.
From Menudo to Living La Vida Loca.
The Ricky Martin.
Maybe it will be now. In which case, we want a piece of the action for the title.
Sure. I had other comments ruminating, but I just.
Yeah, but you went with that one, huh?
Well, I just was like, I shouldn't go into it.
Anyway.
Better judgment prevailed.
That's a first.
And then you wound up with, sure. That's the first I heard that, you snipey bitch.
Snipey bitch.
Take a little fucking shots out here.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway. Let's get on to our stories before this gets out of hand too late. So our first story is that whole HBO Max thing came out finally. I don't have it, even though we pay for HBO. You'd think we'd have it, but no.
You should have it. Is it like an app thing, like a mobile app thing or something?
I guess,
or
yeah. I don't know.
It's not a channel or, right?
No. It's a streaming service. But I already fucking pay for, we already pay for HBO, so what the fuck? Anyway.
Yeah, you should. Or at least like a reduced price or something, you should be able to get it. Or
yeah.
Some bullshit.
Yeah. Some bullshit. But we don't get it, so I ain't paying for it. Fuck that shit. Although it does have some of its, like other services, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and all that. It does have some of its own shows. It's original content, as they call it. And one thing of the original content is actually doing really well, and that's the brand new Looney Tunes cartoons that they've come out with. Apparently, they're the most popular thing on the streaming service. More popular than Game of Thrones, Friends, Deadwood, Sex and the City, Sopranos, and even Rick and Morty. So, that's kind of cool.
So it's a new ones, it's not old ones?
It's new ones, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Because we always complain that they just kind of drop off the face of the earth there.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine the new ones are come close to
being, I can't either,
nearly as good as the old one.
Especially since I just read earlier today that they're cutting out all guns. Like Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam, they're not going to have guns anymore.
No fucking walkie-talkies? Like a fucking ET or something? What, you mean like the old ones are going to cut them out?
No, in the new ones, they don't have, like, Elmer. I don't know what the fuck Elmer Fudd hunts with, but I almost said funts, but Elmer Fudd funts. His cunning, yeah.
So what, he's still gonna be a hunter, but he ain't gonna be able to hunt nothing?
I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's troubling. I mean, I'm not really, you know, on board with hunting as a sport or
neither
whatever.
Am I. No.
But the whole point was he never hunted anything, really. I mean, he hunted rabbits, but he never caught one of them.
Yeah. And Bugs Bunny used to use his own weapons, his own rifles against him.
Yeah, so I don't feel like that's a. You can further use the gun to illustrate how fucking stupid it is.
Yeah.
Because he never caught anything.
Right. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was gonna say I don't know if that will affect Marvin the Martian, but
the P-38.
It's voice modulator.
I don't know, man. I feel weird about that. I don't know how. I mean, it's a little detail, but at the same time, it's just like, are we going too far now? Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Because when I think back in the day, it was a cartoon, but they were had violence in it, but I don't feel like it affected me negatively. Like,
no, me either.
Like, I want to chase somebody around with a hatchet now.
I only did that once, and it was, I mean, yeah, I've never wanted to do any of that.
See, you got out of your system, and
I'm all set.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can see how you could think it would be troubling to watch cartoons shoot each other or try to kill each other with hatchets.
I guess, yeah.
I get it, but at the same time, we all grew up on it, and it was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, the big part of where we got our humor from.
Yeah, not like if it was, if they traced back Jeffrey Dahmer to the vulture guy. My mom was a fool. Me. They get something for dinner. Now, if he watched that and then he got ideas from that or something, I'd say, oh shit, okay, maybe we gotta look into this a little more. But I doubt it, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I need the hard evidence. I need facts. I need proof here, not wild speculation. I tell you, I need the. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Well, that's good to hear they're doing well, though.
Yeah, really. I just
put that in another on the other another in the slot for a hope for humanity. Looney Tunes is making a comeback.
No.
Uh,
Yeah, so I do kind of want to see these new Looney Tunes to see how they compare, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen like some of the animation of it, and it looks. I mean, I don't think it looks good, but it's close. It's in the realm,
right?
So I like that because if they have these new Mickey Mouse cartoons and shit like that on like Disney channel that I've seen,
right?
And they're drawn so fucking bizarrely. It's kind of good, but it's really fucking weird. That like it's not like old school Mickey Mouse cartoons at all,
right?
It's got like a little dash of like Ren and Stimpy in there or something. It's very fucking weird.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, when I saw it was okay. It was amusing, but
not the same.
Yeah. And Looney Tunes, they've had a couple of different iterations through the years, but I'm glad that they're kinda
right
going back to the basics there. Hopefully. I mean, animation wise, I don't know about story-wise, but
yeah, that's what I'm wondering about is this how the, well, I don't know if you can say stories exactly, but the I wonder how the I don't know what else to call it. I don't know how the story of the cartoons go.
Yeah, like stories, I don't know, maybe not the exact right way, but I've heard good things about it.
I've heard good things.
I read it's pretty good.
Indeed.
Not enough to get me. Well, I'll try to watch it when I buy HBO Max to watch the 4-hour Justice League. And I'll watch it before I cancel it.
Good. And then you can let me know how both are.
Yeah. I'll keep you updated on
that. Yeah, you do that. But in the meantime, let's move on.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
That's really low on my end. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really low here too. I'll turn it up a little.
Okay.
So it looks like there have been some games that have been confirmed for the PlayStation 5. In fact, there have been 38 games that have been confirmed for the PlayStation 5. Some are coming out. Some are coming out later this year, and others will be in 2021, and some will be yet to be determined. So, let's look at this list here and see if it makes us any closer to wanting to get a PS5, which I will eventually want to get, but
well, usually I wait for a while before,
right?
You know, but I really want one, and I might fucking bite the bullet there and do it. I mean, if I can get a hold of it, I heard it's going to be like really low shipping numbers there.
Yeah, at
the beginning. So
yeah, me too. We'll see. We'll see. So here is the list of 38 games. First, A Rat's Quest, The Way Back Home. Fascinating.
A Rat?
A Rat's Quest, yes.
Okay.
That's coming next. Sometime in 2021. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, coming in 2020. But that should also be coming for the PS4, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Next up is Battlefield 6, 2021. And then Chorus in 2021. I don't know what the fuck that is, but
oh, I saw something on that. Oh, did I think you? It was cool, but I don't remember. Yeah, or it was interesting looking anyway.
So it's not about singing in a chorus?
No, it's not like Glee the game or some shit.
Ugh. What a horrible idea. Next up we have Signy All Guns Blazing, to be determined.
Signy?
Yeah, CYGNI.
Oh.
I don't know what that is. I don't know. Then we have Dauntless, to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Dirt 5 coming out this year. I assume that's like a dirt racing game or something.
Yeah. I'm not wowed yet.
Who cares? All right. Well, you might like this next one. Dragon Age 4, to be determined.
Nice, but yeah, to be determined could be, you know, whatever. Fuck.
Who the fuck knows? Then we have Dying Light 2, to be determined. Did you play Dying Light 1? I'm not familiar with it.
I liked it. It was good.
Was it?
It was kind of like, the Dead Island games, but it was like some of the, a good chunk of the development team for Dead Island branched off and made Dying Light, which is kind of almost the same game, but it has parkour in it, which is the only...
So zombies with parkour.
But I liked all those games. The Dead Island games, yeah, they were like first person, like kind of zombie RPG games.
Mm.
They were pretty fun. No, I mean, they were janky but fun.
Janky fun. Well, then you are really gonna love
confused with Yankee. That's a big confusion. Yankee fun.
Indeed. All right, moving on. Next up, we have FIFA 21. Woohoo! This year, all you soccer fans. FIFA, whatever. FIFA, FIFA, fucka, who cares?
You say FIFA, I say FIFA. Let's call the whole thing off.
Indeed. Indeed. Next up, to be determined, we have Godfall. Not sure what that one is. Could be interesting.
Yeah, I think I've seen some stuff on that.
Then we have another to be determined, Gods and Monsters. Could be interesting.
Okay, I think I've seen some shit on that too.
Another to be determined, Gothic.
That looks pretty cool.
What, Gods and Monsters?
Yeah, like I think both of those games looked interesting. Cool. But nothing that was like groundbreaking. Like, oh shit, you know.
Right, yeah.
PS5, oh my.
Woohoo! How about Gothic Remake? I don't know what that is, but...
Gothic. I don't know, it sounds familiar, but I can't think of... I'm thinking like the old school, like computer game, but I don't know.
Oh!
If that's right.
I wish I had some information on it. Next up, we have the classic Madden 21 comes out this year. Whoopee!
Man, this list is actually making me less excited.
I know, right? All right. Let's see what else we got. In summer 2021, we have Moonray. Okay. To be determined, Microman.
What the fuck?
Sounds like it would be a Mega Man ripoff. You like
Microman?
You like Mega Man? Here's Micro Man.
Oh, I just thought of a cool idea. They could like shrink down and each he have to go into people's bodies to do something, and each body would be a level, and you had to like. No, I don't know.
That might actually be interesting.
Probably not, though.
Probably not. I definitely see that being a 2D game, like a side scroller. Go through the bodies.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to love this next one. NHL 21 comes out this year. Woo!
Oh, fuck. Oh. Like, why did they even mention this shit? It's like, oh, I mean, I guess it's confirmed, but I mean, you know, it's they come out with one every fucking year. Yeah, we know. You're wasting valuable fucking list space.
No shit, huh? Next up we have, let me see if I get this right. Entho Infinity Reborn.
Wait, can you like we're cutting out the beginning of that? What would you say?
Entho Infinity Reborn.
Oh, I think I saw a small demo of that.
No, that was Micro Man.
I'll hurt you when I see you again. Well, whatever that is.
Sucker punch to the goal.
I'm going to make a note of it.
You do that.
I got to write it right now. Hurt Derek when I see him next. There we go.
Well, that is a sucker punch to the gonads.
And that game.
What I saw on that, it was like a first person shooter game, but it also had like swordplay, and you jumped into a car at some point and you were like driving in first person. It looked, I mean, nothing like I've not seen before, but it looked really slick though.
That's what she said.
It looked like it could be fun.
That comes out February of next year. Next, we have coming out later this year, Observer System Redux. That doesn't sound like a game. That sounds like some kind of weird virus program or something. I don't know what I'm trying to say there.
Control Alt Delete. Okay. Yeah, I mean, some of these might be cool, but I mean, just going off the name, you're like, what?
I know.
Like, where the fuck is Spider-Man 2 and, you know, all that shit? That's what I want to fucking hear.
Yeah.
I know it's probably on the list somewhere, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Well,
we'll throw any and ruin the list, so.
Let's see if we can find it. Next up, we have Outriders coming out later this year.
Yeah. No, that is.
Also later this year, we have Path of Exile 2. Have you played Path of Exile?
No.
Me either.
I don't know what that is.
Me either. Then to be determined, we have Psy Hotel. PSY Hotel. That's interesting.
Hmm.
Then later this year, we have Quantum Error. That's also doesn't sound like a game title, but. And then, this one's a little too appropriate. To be determined, we have Rainbow Six Quarantine. And then also to be determined, Rainbow Six Siege. And then later this year, we have Redo Enhanced Edition.
Redo what?
I don't know. It's just Redo! ! Enhanced Edition. Is that that's a redo?
Oh.
I'm not familiar with it.
I don't know.
And then to be determined, we have Scarlet Nexus. Ooh, that sounds fucking thrilling.
I saw on the Xbox State of Play, not a State of Play, but whatever the fuck the Xbox thing was. They showed a little bit of that game. It has like an anime style. And it has like the villains were like, or the bad guys were like these weird creatures that were like, had legs, but the top of them were like a bouquet of flowers. It's really fucking weird.
Okay. Interesting.
That is also coming out on current consoles, so.
Ah, you two can fight flowers with legs. Oh boy.
It's like something out of like the Yellow Submarine or something. Like this weird.
Next up to be determined, we have Sniper Elite 5. Yay. Somebody must like that game if they've had five of them. And in 2021, we have Soulborn. Interesting.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if it's a part of the Bloodborne or whatever.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about.
Neither have I.
The sequel.
I'm just taking a shot in the dark.
Just yeah.
A shot in the dark.
What's the
Next, to be determined, we have a game called Starfield. And that could pretty much be anything.
Yeah.
Could be something really cool or something really shitty.
Yeah, like a lot of these titles are like I mean, it's just a title, of course, but they don't. They sound like. Like, that sounds like an Atari 2600 game.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking.
Like, it doesn't. I don't know.
All right, then.
Like, none of these titles are grabbing me.
Well, here's something that'll grab you.
Well, that is a sucker punch to the gonads.
No, but seriously, folks, to be determined, The Elder Scrolls 6.
Now we're talking.
That could be good. That probably will be good.
Yeah, I mean, Bethesda, I don't know. They've been kind of fucking up lately, though, but...
Well, it...
Hopefully.
It doesn't have an official release date yet, so hopefully they'll have time to perfect it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a while before that shit happens.
Yeah, I'm sure. Then next we have in 2021, The Lord of the Rings, Gollum.
Yeah.
Which could kind of go either way.
I don't know how I feel about that. I saw like some screenshots of it or something about it. But, I mean, you're just like crawling around as Gollum, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if it's, like, before I was like, it's a masturbating in a cave simulator. I don't know. Just slightly going mad.
Oh, is that what he meant by my precious?
My precious.
Oh, boy. Whew. All right. We're almost done here.
Like, what the fuck does Gollum do? I mean, he eats fish, he talks to himself, and he's probably spanking it in a cave somewhere.
He climbs part real of good. Those movies.
Huh?
He climbs real good.
Yeah, he's a good climber. He's like, well, I haven't whacked off over there yet. I'm going to climb up this. Gotta keep it interesting. You know?
It's good to have goals in life.
I wonder what it'd be like to jerk off on the top of that hill over there. Now you can know.
It's such a pretty view. All right, next up, to be determined, The Sims 5. Yippee!
I never really got into The Sims games.
I've played a little bit of them. They're okay, but like I'm not like a big, huge fan of them.
Yeah, I had one of them. I think it was maybe 3 or something. Mm. And I was kind of digging it, but then it just became stressful. And then yeah. I really was like, it takes like almost all day to take a leak. I'm like, I think I go to work. And, like, you're just managing, like, the time thing was all fucking
right?
Weird, and I couldn't. But then I'm like, what? I don't want to do this in real life. Why am I playing a game that's making me do all this bullshit?
I don't like it.
I did like it. Then I was like, wait a minute. Why?
Yeah, I was kind of the same way. I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then after a while, I'm like, all right, I get it. You got to piss. What the fuck?
Yeah, okay, you're going to work. Well, okay. So you leave your house and work. I got to take out the trash. I got to dishes. I gotta fucking pee again. I gotta take a shower. Somebody's coming over. They said some weird shit to me. They left. They're trapped in my backyard. They can't leave. I think he died in my back, in my shed, in my yard. There's a ghost now.
Can I bury him?
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's shit I don't even want to do in real life, let alone a video game.
I know. No, this is a realization I had while I was playing. I was like, wait a minute.
Hold that thought.
Got too real, man. The simulation was too real.
Too real. Well, then this next game, which will probably end up being your favorite, will probably also be too real. And that is coming out later this year. Ultimate Fishing Simulator.
Oh, my God. Like, what? Who gives a fuck?
I know. For people who can't fish in real life.
But like, there's so many fishing games when you think about it. I'm like, I don't understand.
I know, it's weird.
Why? I mean, most of fishing is sitting around waiting to fish.
It's fishing is at best a mini game in another game, but even then it's like, okay.
Yeah, there's very few games that has fishing involved that I've liked it. Usually am like, fuck.
Like, I remember playing...
I don't want to fucking fish.
I remember playing... The last one I remember was Red Dead Redemption 2. And there's all these, you know, the legendary animals you could catch. So...
Oh, yeah.
I get all of them. And then, like, there's legendary fish. And I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, I started doing that. And I was like, yeah, I don't care. I can't.
Nope.
So, like, you have to be here at a certain part of the day. And then, like, no, I'm not doing that.
I guess we won't be seeing Ultimate Fishing Simulator 2 on our Keeper's Recommendation lists, then.
No. Wait, it's Ultimate Fishing Simulator
2?
2?
Yes, 2.
Well, then, that's bullshit right there, because wouldn't the first one be the Ultimate Fishing Simulator? How could you have a sequel to win the ultimate version of something? Bullshit! I'm calling it out.
That's actually a really good point.
That's like the best game ever. 2. You can't do that. Ultimate my ass. I don't know why I'm going off on a physics thing later. I give no fucks about. I'm sure it'll be very fun for people that enjoy that.
Sure, I'm sure they'll love it. I don't know, man. This game's pretty good, but I don't know if it's as ultimate as the Ultimate Fishing Simulator 1.
That's like the NeverEnding Story 2. Oh wait, no, that makes sense. Well, never mind. It's never ending.
But it's the second Oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so...
For some reason, I thought that was wrong. It's not.
Next up, to be determined, we have Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
I do want to play that, actually.
Did you play the first one?
No. I remember living through it, though, where all of a sudden people were, you know, dressing in black and thought they were vampires and, you know... No. Remember that?
No.
When that was big, like in the fucking 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was all gothy and vampire-y, and that's around somewhere when the Interview with Vampire and shit came out.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, that's goth for you.
People were drinking blood and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which reminds me of a weird story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this one's weird. I don't know. I don't know if let's go there. I'll let you decide.
Go ahead. I'm kind of curious if it's if it's a story I'm thinking about, but
that involves blood?
Sort of.
Wow. Well, supposedly there was a dude that we knew that I don't know, like I heard that he fucked in a bathtub full of pig's blood.
Nope, that ain't the one I was thinking of. Oh, he also had a friend who used to want to eat her own placenta someday.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you have to tell me after show on that one, because I don't...
Oh, you know who it is. You know exactly who it is.
Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing that, though.
Yeah.
I also did hear a story that somebody we knew wrapped a guy in tinfoil and pissed on him.
I don't even want to. What? The
fuck? Oh.
Oh my God.
Well, let's see how many fucked up people we've known.
We really have known some fucked up people.
Yeah, and actually, those. Well, that one guy was fucked. I mean, I don't know if that was true, but I remember hearing that that story. I was like, what? Pig's blood? What the fuck? That's weird.
Yeah, that's
All three of those are very strange.
I know, right? yeah.
Can you think of any more?
Not offhand, but I'll let you know if I do.
Okay.
All right, let's... Oh boy. Let's finish off the list here. So next we have to be determined Warframe. Which I'm not
Warframe,
yes.
That's like a fucking free to play game on the PS online thing there. So maybe they're doing a new version for the PS5.
But... I guess it's on the list. Oh, I guess yeah, they're making some updates to it. Okay.
Oh, man.
Sounds thrilling. So, next up, we have Watch Dogs Legion to be determined.
Yeah, it was supposed to be out already, so that's not even like a next-gen game, really.
Mm. You played Watch Dogs, right?
I played the first one. I have the second one, but I haven't...
Was it any good?
Hey... They just promised a lot and they didn't really deliver, so it got a lot of backlash. But yeah. It's kind of like it's a kind of an open world. You know, it's a lot of busy work and
right.
There's some hacking element that's kind of cool, but it wasn't really fully realized in the first one. I guess the second one is a lot better, but it's really the open world games. Like I like those, but they just tend to get boring really fast. But I like the whole idea of it, but.
Mm. Yeah.
Like there was one called Agents of Mayhem, which I heard wasn't that good, but it's supposed to be like a Saturday morning cartoon, like a G.I. Joey kind of thing with different agents. And yeah, so that kind of drew me into it, but I played it for a while, but I just walked away from it. I was like, I can't. I'm bored as shit right now, and I can't do it.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's always the same shit. You're like, oh, there's a race. Are you going to go here and do this? And they're like, oh, fuck. But I only paid $5 for it, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, our final game is not Spider-Man.
Fucking balls.
So the final game on the list is WRC9, which is apparently some kind of racing game or something. Whatever. So basically, it's not.
Man, this. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was gonna say it's not Spider-Man, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, we know that's coming. I mean, that is definitely happening, so that should be on the list,
right?
To be announced too, but man, that list was a bad idea. Whoever put that list together,
I know nothing.
The opposite of what.
Nothing on that was like, ooh, that makes me want to get a PS5 right now.
Yeah, none of that shit was a system seller, man.
No. I mean, even, like, you know, Elder Scrolls 6 and stuff, it's cool, but...
Yeah, that's going to be a while before that happens.
Right.
Like, I want to know what they release, when they release, like, what's the game lineup then. But if it's any of that shit...
some of it, yeah.
I'm not...
Really NHL, Madden, ping pong,
ultimate fishing too.
Ultimate fish. No, I think that was no. Yeah, that was that is getting released. It is a launch game because you know it's fishing. How
does it say which games are the launch game?
It well, it didn't say launch game, but it said the release date
this year.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah, because I think that the PS5 is coming out in October now. I think I got moved up or
yeah, I think you're right. So the games that are coming, the games coming out this year are Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I'm fine playing on the PS4, Dirt 5, which is a racing game, FIFA 21, which I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Madden 21, whatever. NHL 21, who cares? Observer System Redux, which is whatever the fuck that is. Outriders, Path of Exile 2, Quantum Error, that redo, Enhanced Edition, which I still don't know what that is. The WRC9, which is, a racing game, and the Ultimate Fishing Simulator 2. So there you go.
That lineup sucks.
It does. It fucking blows.
And plus, I mean, I know people love the Madden stuff, but it's the same fucking games.
Yeah.
Every fucking year. I don't understand why people.
You went a little Jerry Seinfeld there. It's the same fucking game.
Every fucking year.
That was a little Beatles almost.
John, it's the same fucking game every fucking year. That's right, Paul. All they did was update the roster.
See, there. There's another.
I'm trying to do different real voices, but they all sound the same.
There's your newest impression: the Beatles talking about the Madden game. All right. So yeah, the
lines. Oh.
So none of that is really. None of that makes me want to rush out and get a PS5 right away. So
it legitimately made me unexcited.
Yes, exactly.
Which was not our intention. We didn't know beforehand. That list would suck.
Nope. Well, on that note, let's fucking move on.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
To something else that will no doubt unexcite us. And that is the synopsis has come out for the Godzilla versus King Kong movie, which I must point out, I still have Godzilla King of Monsters on my DVR, and I still have not watched it yet.
Yeah, I want to watch it again, but I wasn't that thrilled with it. And Godzilla versus King Kong, I mean, it's kind of in the title what it's about, but...
No, basically, so what is Godzilla versus King Kong about? Well, you see, you got your Godzilla there, and you got your the King Kong monkey there, and they kind of, fight.
They don't like each other too much, like...
They get into a big argument about...
There's a big kerfuffle about the fucking kerfuffle. Some of them skull fucker things escaped the island with the big monkey.
And
the
guys are
like, "Hey, stay in your lane. I don't like that shit." And then he starts kicking the skull fuckers' asses, and then monkey's like, "Hey, those are my fucking skull fuckers. I kicked their asses." He's like, "Well, what the fuck?" And then they fight, and then they're like, "Hey, why don't we kick the skull asses' fucking asses together?" And then they become friends.
What's with all these motherfucking giant... skull fuckers on this motherfucking island?
And then they share a giant chocolate shake. With two straws in it.
Oh, that's nice.
The end.
There you go. That's
lovely.
Well, now, let me read the actual synopsis and see how it compares to ours. In a new world where man and monster now coexist, Monarch must lead the way to a prosperous future alongside the Titans, keeping humanity in check. However... Rival factions that want to manipulate the Titans.
Oh, fuck.
For war. All this
means more people parts.
Yep. However, rival factions that want to manipulate the Titans for war begin to rise under the guise of a nefarious conspiracy, threatening to wipe out all life on the planet. Meanwhile, on Skull Island, strange seismic activity draws the attention of Godzilla and Kong alike. Wait, what?
He's already there.
So this whole thing is about some bullshit about humans trying to get the monsters to fucking do shit, and then the whole thing's about Godzilla and Kong going to check out a fucking earthquake? Are you fucking kidding me? That sounds fucking drilling.
It sounds like it's going to have a lot of the shit that I don't like of the other two movies.
I know, right?
Lots of people.
Yep. You know, I think that's going to be a tough choice between watching that movie and playing my Ultimate Fish Simulator 2.
Yeah. I mean, the seismic activity was like the queen skullfucker was unleashed under the island and was trapped
queen in like a skullfucker
volcano.
I am the queen of the skullfuckers. What we're talking about is
in the Kong's Island there, those weird creatures. They were lizards with like bone faces.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they were. Weren't they called skull or something? I don't know.
Stupid. That's what I called them.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've changed them into skullfuckers, so I don't know. If anybody's wondering what the fuck we're talking about, referencing skullfuckers, that's what it was.
Yeah. In case you couldn't figure that out. Skullfuckers. So, yeah, that sounds fucking... that sounds fucking thrilling, doesn't it? That's what I want to see. Godzilla Kong versus the skullfuckers.
See that last part? Let's just be that. Godzilla hears some shit. He goes to check it out. Kong's there, and he's like,
"We got off my
island." And then there's a fighting.
What more do you fucking need?
That's all you need.
Yeah, you don't need all the other shit.
Yeah, the plot to take over the world or destroy the world or whatever.
Fucking care.
Fuck that noise.
The fuck, man. You know
the monarch, and who gives a fuck about any of that? That's what pissed me off about both of those movies is that the emphasis on the human character was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm never going to give a fuck.
Nope.
And then you see Ghidorah and fucking Kong, Godzilla fighting, and you can see them like Godzilla's on the ground or something, and then they're focusing on what's her noodle there, fucking 11-7, what is her name? 7-11 lady.
11-7, yes. 11, yeah.
Chick from, yeah, 11.
Yeah.
You know, like she's running, and I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Like, the movies are determined to focus on something that's less interesting than what's going on in the background. I don't understand that. I don't know what choice that is. I don't know if they think that's some kind of artistic take on a giant monster movie, but I'm like, no, it just sucks.
We don't fucking need that. Stop it. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. I'm very upset.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Your stories are pissing me off.
All right, so the next story is there is rumors abound that there's all kinds of rumors going on about Star Wars and Disney Plus series and all that. And one of the latest ones is we could potentially get a Palpatine series someday. Perhaps a young Palpy.
Palpy is prime.
Palpine is prime.
Prime Palpy. what the fuck is his name now? It's Sheev?
Sheev, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Terrible. Yep. 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 So I don't know. What do you think, Pete?
Well, I mean, at first when you first mentioned it, I was like, but I mean, I would love to see Ian McDiermott, but it probably, you know, he'd be way too old for that, probably. Right. Unless he's doing like they put it somewhere where he's like reflecting back on his life and
when it has, like, I was younger.
Yeah, like they do, like a book ended with old Palpatine writing his memoirs. But that probably won't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be interesting to see how he became who he is. In a way, it would be, you know.
Yeah,
it's not necessary, but
yeah, and maybe to see when he actually became a Sith.
Yeah, and actually see, because we haven't really seen that side of this story, like how the Sith work.
Yeah, true.
So that could be cool.
Yeah, that could be.
As long as they, like, he doesn't just meet up with a guy and he's like, you shall be Darth Sidious? Darth Sidious, that's not good?
I should call you Darth Sidious, yes.
Shitty Buzz. I don't know. I'm going to work on it. I'm going
to sit on it.
Darth Sidious.
Yeah.
But yeah, to see Darth Plagueis the Wise. Yeah. See all that.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah, like that is cool to think about, but
of course.
As long as they don't fucking ruin it.
Yeah, no shit. It is all still rumors right now, so, you know, we'll see what happens.
But I kind of do like that. My initial response is no, but then I'm like, it could be cool.
Yeah, if they really got into that, how he became a Sith and all that, that could be pretty cool.
Like I would love to see how that, the Sith side of things. Because we've never seen that.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that could be really interesting.
Yes. Yes.
But until we find out any actual more information, that's all we have for now. So let's move on.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
So next up, I believe we have something on the Black Cauldron.
Yes, they're I don't know if it's a rumor, but they are saying that the Black Cauldron, the old cartoon film there from Disney, might be the next Disney live action remake.
See, that seems more to make more sense to me to do a live action of that.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I can't see Disney doing that though, because as far as I remember, the Black Cauldron didn't really, you know, light the world on fire there.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, like I remember liking it, but I really don't remember much of it.
Yeah, me too. That's how I am. I think I liked it.
But it's kind of has like a Dungeons and Dragons-y kind of vibe to it, I think. With magic and warriors and fucking shit.
Magic and warriors and fucking shit.
A black cauldron. Cauldrons are very Dungeons and Dragons-y.
Sure.
I know, that's one I'd actually be interested in seeing, because all the other long ones, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about any of that shit.
I know, right? But yeah, that one, actually, I gotta go back and watch it. It's on Disney Plus. I should watch the original.
Oh, it is on there?
I believe so.
Oh, that's cool.
Unless I'm
mistaken. Yeah, it's a movie I've been meaning to revisit, but I never got around to it.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can review that 1 week.
Hey, I like that idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because I want to see it again. So
yeah, we could do that. And
nice.
And that would kind of count as a fringe movie because, like you said, it didn't really catch fire. So
yeah, it's kind of a forgotten Disney movie. That's why I don't know if this doesn't sound right to me that Disney would do that.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, I know there are people that like it, but I feel like they haven't burned through the whole rest of their catalog yet to get to there.
Right.
I feel like did the live action Pinocchio going to happen before the Black Cauldron?
I think it did. Don't you remember there was one with one of the kids from Home Improvement.
Oh, fuck.
From what I hear, that was not a good film.
And they have the horror movies there. Or Pinocchio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we never watched that one. What the hell was... Oh, no, we did. Never mind.
Oh, that Pin movie?
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't exactly Pinocchio.
No.
Well,
I don't know. I would be up to see it, but... Well, let's rewatch it, then we'll really have...
Yeah, really. Yeah, we should definitely rewatch it before we make any determination about that. Well, that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. Can we do that for next week? Do I call that right now, or...
All right, yeah, we'll call it right now. We'll do the Black Cauldron for next week. Assuming it is indeed on Disney Plus, which I thought it was, but if it's not, then we'll, you know, whatever. But
we won't do it.
We'll go with that one for now. All right. You shaking your foot again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
All right, let's move on.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
So, we have some word from Mr. Ridley Scott, don't we?
Yeah, I guess he was talking to... I can't remember where this
it
comes
from.
It doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter where it comes from. But he's still got fucking aliens on the brain, man. He can't let it go. And he said that he thinks there's still gas in the tank there, and it has to re-evolve, and he wants to make it more focus on, you know, what is the purpose of the eggs and the aliens as a whole, and who created them for what and why, and which I thought is what he was going for, but then he kind of just, like, shit on that and went in another direction. Like in Prometheus, I thought that's what
right
he was setting up.
Right, yeah.
With the engineers, they made these things and whatever the fuck was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a twink robots there, like making the fucking aliens, which I did not enjoy.
No. That just took all the coolness away from the aliens.
It did. And then it totally just bypassed the whole engineer thing. And
we're
like, why did you do that? I know people didn't like Prometheus a lot, but I overall liked it. I don't think it was... I mean, there were things I don't like about it, but I was on board to see where it was going. And then where it went, I don't like it.
No,
and I don't know if he's actually because I guess he's got other projects in the works right now, but I'm like, he still hasn't given up on it. And I don't know.
I was not a fan of Prometheus, but I didn't hate it. I just but Covenant, Covenant was so bad.
It's not good.
Not good. That means that we get a 1 on our scale.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, I have absolutely no excitement or anticipation for any more alien films from Mr. Ridley Scott.
Yeah, which is crazy to say.
I know.
But it's, unfortunately, it's true.
Yeah. Well, on that sad note, let's move on.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Well, too fucking bad. And we're going to move on to some actual good sci-fi movies.
You think we either want to do this or we got time, you think?
Well, we've been going for an hour. I don't know. What do you think? Do you want to save it?
Well, we've only been going for an hour.
Mm-hmm. A little over.
Yeah, I guess we can go over quickly.
Okay, so we have a list of some of the greatest sci-fi movies of all time.
According to Empire.
According to Empire.
Empire.
Empire. So,
do you want me to go here, or are you doing it, or am I?
Nope. Go. For, okay. I don't have the list. So,
okay.
This is all you, my brother.
Lay well, on me. Starting off, number 50 is Silent Running from 1972.
Ooh.
Starring Bruce Dern.
There's a movie I haven't thought about in a very long time.
Yeah, I used to really like that when I was a child.
Mm. I don't know if I totally remember all of it, but yeah.
Yeah, he was on a spaceship and he was like doing, he had like a greenhouse kind of a thing. He was on the vessel.
Yes.
I think he was carrying like the few remaining plants from a ruined Earth.
Yeah.
But then, okay, well, this is what it says. But when the ship is ordered to destroy the vegetation in return, Lowell, Bruce Dern, mutinies and continues to tend his foliage with the help of three memorable robo-assistants. Yeah, like, yeah. I think that they wind up killing the other people on board, and I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember really enjoying that.
Yeah.
We didn't watch that, right? I was going to watch that. I picked that as one of the movies to watch.
No, we didn't.
I don't remember if we did.
No. Okay. But maybe we should, huh?
Yeah. All right. Number 49 is High Life from 2019, which I'm not familiar with.
Me either.
But I don't know. We could go into all of them, but that would take a long time. But maybe it'll just give you some people an idea of shit to look up and watch.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. 48 is Snowpiercer, which I didn't really enjoy, I remember.
Yeah, we watched that, and yeah, I don't know. It's something about it I didn't...
I want to give it another chance, because I keep hearing how great it is, and I'm like, and it's even got a TV show coming, and I just didn't really...
The TV show's out, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, everybody tells us, I always hear how great it is, but I'm like, I don't remember leaving that impression.
Yeah, maybe we should give it another chance.
Yeah. Okay, number 47 is District 9.
Ah, excellent.
Which I did enjoy quite a bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Indeed.
46 is The Abyss. Which I have to admit, when I was younger, I didn't really like it, but I went back to rewatch it, and I enjoyed it a lot more.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe I should give that another shot. I thought I didn't like it either, but it's been a while since I've seen it.
Been way out. Sorry. I can't resist. Okay. Number 45 is Children of Men, which is a movie that I really liked.
Yes, that was a good one.
From Alfonso Cuarón.
It's a night.
I feel like I didn't say that right, but you know. 44 is Donnie Darko.
Ah, which I like Donnie Darko.
I don't know. I have to really rewatch it again. I remember kind of liking it, but I don't know if it will hold up as time has gone on.
That is...
I feel like it was really a movie of its time.
That is, my niece Haley, it's one of her favorite movies. She even has a tattoo.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Crazy.
Mm, indeed.
I never saw the sequel, though, but...
There's a sequel?
Yeah, S. Darko, which focused on his sister or something. But I heard it was shit, so. Moving on. 43, Eternal of Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, another great film.
Yes, yes.
I really love that movie. I mean, I guess it's kind of a sci-fi thing. But I don't really
technically, totally agree with
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
42, Predator.
Predator. Classic.
I feel like it's too low there, but...
I do, too.
I don't know if it should be at the top, but it definitely should be not in the 40s.
Yeah, I would say 20s at least.
Yeah, somewhere in that area. Great film. 41, Stalker, 1979.
Stalker.
Andrei Tarkovsky. I'm not familiar with that one.
Me either.
But it says it's a story and exploration of faith, science, and art with woozy, stark visuals steeped in post-nuclear imagery. That sounds interesting. Sounds sci-fi. What you want from your sci-fi?
I'll have to check that out.
40! Yes, that was Stalker from 1979. 40 is Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978.
Ah, classic.
Which is a good one. Donald Sutherland. Mm. Leonard Nimoy's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Yes.
It has that fucking dog running around with the human face on that fucked me all up when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a shitty mat.
That is fucked up.
Yeah. Like, whoa. It's like a bulldog with like this weird fucking face. Oh, 39, 12 Monkeys.
Ooh.
A great Terry Gilliam film.
I love that movie. I fucking love 12 Monkeys.
That's, I think, the movie that made me like Brad Pitt as an actor.
Mm.
That helped me get past his, you know, just being a heartthrob guy. Yeah. I was like, he was really good in that.
I remember I love 12 Monkeys, but then the ending, I was like, oh, this movie, oh. The ending just sold it. Like, was just like the cherry on top.
Yeah. You mean with the guy getting on the plane and everything?
With the what?
The guy getting on the plane and releasing, you know, yes. Like showing.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
38 is Akira.
Ooh.
From 1988.
Ooh. That movie is amazing.
Yeah, I think that's the film that got me into like anime stuff.
Oh, definitely. Me too.
I didn't really watch. I mean, I watched like, you know, like Transworld Z, you know.
Right.
All that shit.
Yeah. And yeah. Star Blazers and shit. But Robotech.
Yeah. But that's the first like anime movie I think I watched.
Yeah. Definitely.
Which I think I remember watching at a friend's house that we were all got together and watched it and like totally like just blew my mind.
Yeah. You know, that movie was on a whole new level from the stuff we had seen before.
Yeah, I was totally not prepared. I was like, oh wow.
Mm.
It was fucking brutal.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Number 37 is Under the Skin, which is from 2013, which stars Scarlett Johansson. Which is a movie I've been wanting to watch. I just haven't got around to.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
I lost you.
She's an alien.
What'd you say?
I think she's an alien, but she like,
yes,
like seduces people then eats them or something.
Yeah,
but I think she doesn't. I think it's in, so that's the plus. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's in Scotland too. If I remember correctly, if I'm thinking of the right one,
it's in Scotland.
But I've heard it's really good.
Well, I've heard mixed stuff on it, but I do want to check it out.
Mm.
36 is Sunshine from Danny Boyle. Which I remember seeing this film and I had issues with it because it's like, I can't remember, the crew is on a mission to reignite a dying sun.
Hmm. I did not see this one.
Yeah. It was weird. I mean, it has like a Chris Evans and Cillian Murphy and Michelle Yao, and it's got a pretty good cast, but I don't know, something about them flying a ship towards a sun. Just, I'm like, how can you do that? And then they had like heat shield things on them, but I'm like, you're flying to the sun. I couldn't get over that.
Yeah.
Like, there was a guy, or there was one part where there was a person outside the ship and there was some kind of a shielding, like metal shielding thing that was blocking them. And somebody like retracted it. And then the sunlight hit the guy and he just went poof. And a little cloud of them, like, wait a minute, like, I don't know. There was this thing that, fuck, I have to watch it again, but there's just things about, I'm like, I just couldn't get over it.
Right.
I'm like, how the fuck you can't, the sun is really fucking hot. You can't fly to the fucking sun. I can't get over that. There is no metal or machine that you're going to build that's going to let you get close enough to the fucking sun.
Right.
It's just, I mean, I know it's futuristic, but I couldn't get over that part.
Well, it's kind of high up on the list for that.
So, yeah, I mean, that definitely shouldn't be above fucking Predator or Children of Men or some other shit. Akira, what the fuck?
Yeah, really?
Wait, and then that 35 is AI, Artificial Intelligence, which
I have mixed feelings
about. I didn't really love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't outright hate it, but.
Mm.
So I heard it was like Stanley Kubrick was working on it, like it was like his last kind of movie he was working on.
Right.
Or an idea he was working on, and Steven Spielberg came in to finish it. I'm like, that sounds fucking amazing.
Mm, you would think.
And yeah, like there are things I do like about it, but
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it was.
Yes. I don't know. Overall, yeah. That,
right. I mean, I love Stanley Kubrick, and I love Steven Spielberg for the most part, but
right.
I don't know, but they are so totally different filmmakers that I just maybe the vibe it just didn't.
Yeah, maybe
blend well to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
because they're not anywhere same. They're so different.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know. Something didn't quite work for me.
Okay, now this fucking list is tripping, though, okay, right now.
Oh, boy.
Number 34 is Avatar.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
There is
Pocahontas in space.
There is no fucking way.
Yeah. Oh, then they try to save some face. Putting 33, The Day the Earth Stood Still, 1951. I'm like, what? How can you put those two anywhere near each other?
Yeah, really?
I don't know, fucking me, but...
Fucking Avatar. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I...
That movie I is so that overrated.
Against, yeah. If you took the 3D effect when I saw it away, I don't know
mm-hmm.
if it's really got much more than that going for
nope.
it.
Nope.
I mean, visually, it's pretty cool, but I mean... It's,
yeah, but...
You know.
Ugh, story is so bad.
Yeah. And The Day of the Earth Stood Still is fucking great.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'm assaulted now by this.
I know, right?
Back to Barada Nikto, bitches. Okay. All right. 32 is Minority Report, which, I mean, I don't think it should be above The Day the Earth Stood Still.
No.
Still, but.
Definitely. Again, that goes to my Tom Cruise thing. I'm not a fan of Tom Cruise, so.
Yeah.
That taints all his movies.
And I didn't really hate it. Yeah, I don't think it was a bad movie, but
no.
It was okay.
Mm.
Oh, okay. 31, The Fly, 1986, which is a great fucking movie.
Yep.
I love the shit out of that movie.
That movie will fuck you up.
Yeah, David Cronenberg, man. That's one of my favorite from him. Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get much better than that.
He was so perfect for that, too. Well, according to them,
they do, and it's... Yeah, he was fucking great. But I guess you can get better than that because 30 is Wall-E!
Really?
Wall-E!
You know, I've never actually seen Wall-E.
I did. I think I went to go to the theater to see that, actually.
It's on Disney Plus. Movies. I should check it out. But better than The Fly? Come on.
Yeah. That's just wrong on all levels.
That's just ludicrous speed.
But, you know, like, I thought I would like that because I didn't like, you know, Disney films that much, but that one I kind of wanted to see, I remember.
Mm.
But I didn't really, it was okay, but
yeah.
If I never saw it again, I don't think I would be upset about it.
Mm.
But see, every time they fuck up, they try to like fix it with 29 is Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Ooh, nice.
Which is a great film.
Love Wrath of Khan.
It's good shit, man.
Best Star Even if you're not a movie.
Star Trek fan, it's still fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now they're tripping again.
Oh, boy.
28 Annihilation from 2018.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's interesting. I have to watch it again, though, to get a final opinion on it.
Mm.
I liked it, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Mm.
It was definitely interesting, though. But there's no way in fucking hell better than The Wrath of Khan. I'm sorry. 27, Blade Runner 2049, which I did enjoy quite a bit, actually.
That was really good, yes.
Yeah, like, I think it feels pretty equal to the original one. Like, if you like the original one, I think that you are going to like the sequel.
I would agree with that, yeah.
26 is Ghost in the Shell, 1995.
Oh, the anime?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Which, that was a great anime.
That was a great one, yeah.
Yeah, I was really a big fan of all the... In the 90s, I had a lot of good fucking shit coming out.
Yeah, definitely.
Like Ninja Scroll and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vampire Hunter D and shit.
Oh, yeah. That one of our favorites.
But I love 25 is a movie that I've always been meaning to see, but I've never seen it, I don't think. is Solaris from 1972.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that one either.
Yeah, that's like one that's always... I need to do that one.
Mm.
I've heard it's... I don't know, I've heard mixed things about it, too, but I still want to check
it out. Yeah, I want to see it someday.
24 is Planet of the Apes.
The original? Very good.
Yeah, the original. It's a fucking great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoy. Well, that's weird. 23 is Guardians of the Galaxy, which...
Huh.
I mean, I guess so, but for some reason that surprised me to see it.
Yeah. And I love the movie, but compared, like, as far as greatest sci-fi movies, I might put that lower on the list.
Yeah, there's no way that shit's above fucking The Wrath of Khan or Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, really?
I love Guardians of the Galaxy too, but just no.
Mm.
No, bitches! 22 is Jurassic Park.
Huh.
Which, I mean, I guess.
That's a great movie. Again,
yeah.
Maybe I might put it somewhere else on the list.
It's a sci-fi, but not, yeah, like I don't think sci-fi when I think of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, although it is, but
yeah, but it doesn't really, I don't know. But it's a good movie.
Mm.
21 is Interstellar.
Which I still haven't seen that.
I didn't love it.
Mm. I've heard mixed things about it.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of like theoretical science and shit
right
into it, and that I don't know, seeing it done, you know, in reality makes it feel some of it is kind of silly. I don't know. I've only watched it once, but because I love Christopher Nolan too, and
right,
I feel like after The Dark Knight Rises, his movies have kind of been
yeah.
I feel like that's the first one that for me that was like eh, and the rest of them have been kind of eh since then. Like
I loved Interstellar,
and yeah, but I think that was before Dark Knight Rises, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, you might be right. Oh yeah,
I think so. I don't know.
No, yeah, you might be right.
But what was the one with the the pilots? The one that the war one he did. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, shit.
That wasn't bad, but I don't know. I feel like there's something happened. He's kind of off his game to me. 20, another great film, is RoboCop.
Oh, yes.
Which, RoboCop is just fucking great.
Yep. It's just an amazing movie.
It's a great movie. It's got everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Satire is just fucking great, and it's so, and the action, the violence, it's just like, oh, it's very brutal.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Comedy is, it's great.
Yep.
Another movie I have not completely seen, which is a shame, is 19 is The Metropolis, 1927.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that either. I've always wanted to.
Yeah, like, I've seen parts of it, but I've never, I don't think I've actually sat and watched the whole thing. Which is another holiday in the history there, because I mean that's a very influential film.
Oh yeah,
to a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
So I must make myself watch that at some point.
Yeah, well, yeah, I gotta watch it at some point.
Number 18 is Ex Machina.
Oh, I still haven't watched that yet, but I really want to.
Yeah, it was really good. I really liked that one. I don't know if it deserved to be up that high on the list, but it was good. Okay. 17 was Looper, 2012. Did you see that one?
No, I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen all of it.
With Bruce Willis?
Yeah, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, which plays like a younger version of him sent back to kill his older version, which was directed by Rian Johnson.
Oh, it was?
It was okay. I didn't really think it was that great.
Mm.
But 17, that's crazy. That's at 17.
Mm.
Here's a movie I did like, but I still think it's way too fucking high, is Moon from 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Which starred Sam Rockwell. You remember that one, right?
Yep, I remember that one. That was a good one. But yeah, I might put that a little lower.
Yeah, I think it was a good movie, but I don't know. 15 is Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Ooh, a classic.
Which... yeah, that's a movie that I've always enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not mad at that one. I guess it just has to be old movies. All movies should be at the top of, to me.
I know, yeah.
But I feel like all the other movies haven't had the history or been around long enough to,
right,
to warrant their space yet.
Right, yeah.
Like, if people still remember and talk about it in 20, 30 years, then there's a case for it. But.
Right.
And number 14 is The Terminator, which is a great fucking movie.
Yep.
I personally like it better than T2 myself, which I know that's a tough one. But I grew up watching the shit out of Terminator. I saw it so many times, way before the sequel came out.
For me, Terminator and Terminator 2 are kind of like Alien and Aliens, where they're kind of, in a way, kind of different movies. So I kind of put them in the same.
Their own separate thing?
Like, you know, Alien, the first Alien is a close quarters horror kind of. And Aliens, the second one, was more of a big action horror thing.
Yeah.
And I think the first Terminator was more of a sci-fi horror type. And I think T2 is definitely more towards the action side.
Yeah, it is definitely similar there. And yeah, I mean, Terminator 2, when that came out, was fucking, I mean, it's a great sequel.
Yep.
But when I rewatch it now, it just feels like it's too much flash in that, you know, like, it's still good. I mean,
no, yeah, I get the story what you're saying, and everything. Yeah.
But I feel like they made it too safe in a way. Like, the Terminator, like, you know, he becomes like a bodyguard, and it's like, oh, you know.
I think
in the first movie, he was going to kill your ass.
Yeah. I think they went more towards, like, the action movie thing of that time period.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a straight-up action movie, but it's definitely more action-oriented. Tated, whatever.
Yeah, but the first one, I mean, it's a little rough on, you know, some of the effects and everything, but
sure,
it's just down and dirty and gritty, and it's like,
yeah,
that Terminator is like, you are, that shit is going to find you and kill your ass.
Yep.
And it was fucking great, and Michael Biehn was fucking awesome as Kyle Reese.
Yep.
Lyndall Hamilton was great.
Yep.
See, it's weird with Aliens. I kind of think I like Aliens better than Alien. I like Alien.
I get it. I get that.
I think Alien wins out a little to me.
Well,
so it's the other way around for Aliens for me.
The second movie, just expanded things like so in such an amazing way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, to me, it's like one of the perfect movies. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, Alien is fucking great, but Aliens is fucking great.
Sure, sure.
But I digress. Let's get back to the list, shall we?
Indeed.
The 13 is Arrival 2016.
I still haven't seen Denis that one Villeneuve. Yet.
I did see it, and I did like it, but I feel like on some of these newer films, I gotta watch them a couple more times to really cement how I feel about it.
Boy, I'm realizing I've missed out on a lot of the newer films.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm glad that I've seen most of these. There's a couple I haven't seen, but I was worried. I was like, I don't know if I want to make sure. I knew I saw all the classic shit, but
right,
for the most part. Oh, at 12 is Inception.
Ah.
Which was a good film.
Yes. Although, that might be a little high for it. I might put a little lower, but.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 12 is insane, but I think it deserves to be on the list, but.
Oh, yeah.
See, then they try to win it back. 11 is The Thing.
Oh.
1982.
Yeah.
Which, that's another, like, perfect film for me. I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Love it! All of it is good. Let's see. Number 10 is.
Oh, boy, here we go.
The Extraterrestrial.
E.T., great movie.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it's tied with childhood, though, you know? Like, I watched it fresh now, I don't know how I would feel about it, but
yeah.
It's E.T., and I can't talk shit about it.
Right, yeah. Well, fucking E.T., bitch.
Yeah, like, that was too much of a big part of my childhood, you know, growing up. So,
yep.
Even if it was bad, I wouldn't be able to admit that to myself.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Aliens, which we were just talking about, which is a fucking great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I run into somebody that hasn't seen that, I'm like, well, what are you doing?
I know, right?
Go watch that shit. I asked my niece, like I try to get her to watch stuff, but she only does it if somebody she likes is in it. So I got her, she was on a Michael Fassbender kick for a while. So I got her to watch some of the X-Men movies, and I got her to watch the newer Alien movies, which I was like, I don't know if that's a great place to start, but he was in it.
Yeah.
So after Covenant, I was like, well, we should watch Alien and Aliens. She's like, oh, I don't care. I'm like, come on, you can't stop there. You can't be the only thing you know of the Alien series is Covenant. We can't end it there.
Seriously.
But she didn't care. I'm like, fuck. All right. Well, at number 8 now is Back to the Future.
Ooh, nice.
Which is also a great fucking movie.
Yep.
That's another perfect film, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Like, you can't remake that. You can't redo that. It's just not going to work.
No way.
And number 7 is Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Which is a fucking good movie.
Yep.
As we all know. Number 6 is Star Wars.
Ah.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Number 6. Star Wars.
Star Wars. It's the Star Wars film.
It's got the big hairy Wookiees. And it's got the robots that go the beeping the blooping. Oh, Star Wars.
An excellent, excellent film. Such an impact on our lives.
I'm kind of irritated that it's 6, though, but let's see what's ahead of it before I get mad.
Yeah, that's what I was trying. I didn't want to continue.
At number 5 is 2001, A Space Odyssey, which I love most of that movie.
Right.
The whole ending psychedelic weird fucking trip thing there that's almost half an hour. It's hard to sit through on repeat viewings for me.
Yeah.
But I enjoy everything before that. A lot.
Indeed.
But still a great movie. Number 4.
Oh boy.
The Matrix.
Which
is fucking great. Mm-hmm. But it is in no world better than fucking Star Wars. I'm sorry.
Agreed.
But it was a great movie.
The first one.
Number 3. Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. Yeah.
Excellent.
So that makes sense.
Empire is my favorite.
Yeah, which is weird because I know as a kid I don't think I liked it. It totally fucked me all up. I was like, what is going on? Hands in the freezer. Luke lost his hands. That Darth Vader's his dad. Like, what the fuck's going on? And then it ended, and I'm like, what? This is how it ends?
I didn't know Darth meant dad.
Yeah, well, I was 5 when that came out, and that totally fucked me all up. I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
Yep.
This is not... It was not a fun movie. It's kind of a downer, but it's so good, but...
Yep.
For a 5-year-old, it's a little heavy. Actually, I remember going to see that with you. And I remember just being, like, not depressed, but because I don't know what depressed was at that point, because I was... 5.
It blew your
mind. I remember, I think we went to like Burger King after. Yeah, I remember like getting like those Burger King cups or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, at number 2 is Alien from 1979.
Very good, very good.
It was a great film.
Mm-hmm.
And at number 1, do you have any guesses?
I'm trying to think of... Great sci-fi
definitely movies. Definitely movie enough.
Trying to think of great sci-fi movies and ones that haven't been mentioned yet.
If you don't want to guess, just let me know.
Yeah, go ahead. I have no clue.
Blade Runner as the number one.
Oh, of course.
Which, I mean, I guess it is very sci-fi-y.
Definitely, yeah.
But, I don't know. I like Blade Runner, but I'm not like a humongous fan of it.
Right, I am, me too. It's a great film and I love it and all, but I might not put it at number one.
No, it should definitely be up there on the list, but I don't feel like one is the right place. But that's their list, and, you know.
Right, yeah.
We're going to make our own fucking list, and it's going to be right! No.
So there were a few disagreements on the list as a whole, but a lot of good shit on there.
Yeah, I'd say mostly I was
mostly
agreement that it should be on the list anyway. Mostly. Yeah,
right. Oh, cool.
There you have it.
That was a fun list. That's good stuff. Man, those are some really great movies.
Damn, it took some time, though, didn't it?
That's all right. It was fun. But I think it's time to move on.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
And that's it for our stories today, so that means it's time for the Keeper's Recommendations. And I don't have a recommendation, so I'm going to hand it over to you.
All right, before I go, is that when you hit the button? Is that, I wish you would just shut your big yapper! And there was a big pause right in the middle. That was funny. All right. For my recommendation is I finished Man Eater. I finished that game.
Oh, you beat
That's
it?
A Shrek RPG game that I was discussing. Yeah, right. I did like everything you could do. And it was a weird game that it took me a while to get into the groove of it. Because I was like, what is this bullshit? You know, I'm like, I was not digging it at first. I was like, okay, but then something happened and it became fucking great to me.
Really?
And then I really fucking liked it. Huh. I think what it is as you get bigger, you know, like you can just destroy all animals. At first, like I was in this, like in a swamp area where there were all these alligators that would just kick my ass. Like I'm like, I couldn't do anything. So I had to always outrun, like just run away and be like, oh fuck. But once you get to a point where you can eat alligators fairly easy, the rest of the game becomes a lot more fun.
Really?
So if you're playing it, just stick it through to that. Try to get bigger to a level where you can just eat a fucking alligator. But it was very relaxing in a way. Like just, it's very simple, you know, like it was kind of nice with all the crazy bullshit going on. It was just nice to just, I'm just swimming and eating and that's all.
That's cool.
I'm collecting some shit. Yeah, like I really, I mean, it's a little janky, but I really dug it by the end of it. It said that my playtime was only like under 6 hours. And I'm like, that can't be true because I was playing it like all week, you know. Like, there's no way. I mean, I don't think it's not very long, but I think it's longer than that, though. That's what she said? I don't know. I felt one of those were coming. But yeah. If you get a chance, it is on the PS4, too. And I think it was only like $40 or something, or even less than that, maybe. But,
oh, wow. Oh.
It was a good time. I enjoyed it.
I'll have to check
it out.
It's
not going to wow you at first, but I think if you stick with it, you're going to enjoy it.
It's definitely a different type of game, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, the only other game where I really play like some kind of a sea animal is like Echo the Dolphin, which this is totally not like that at all.
Right. Cool. All right. That sounds cool. Is that all you have then?
Yep.
All right. Then it's time to move on to our final segment.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Well, I can't because now it is time for
Keepers of the Fringe movie review of the week.
Yes, and this week, we did, once again, we did a more modern movie. So we're going to do our review a little differently. And we're not going to do the good, bad, ugly, nitpicky, and all that, and ratings. So let's get to it. So we watched a movie called I Was a Teenage Were-Skunk. And this movie came out in 2016. It was written and directed by Neil McLaughlin. And it stars Clayton Roner, Melanie Mancino, Chris Farrell, and...
There was a guy, his name was like Claude something. Did you see that?
Claude.
He played the Beatnik's dad. It's like, or Clyde or something.
I don't...
I think it was the Harold Potter guy, right?
Oh, Clayton Roner.
Clayton Roner. Yeah, like, I know him from, he was in, like, a lot of 80s movies.
Mm.
That's the only guy I recognize, though, but he was in a classic called Just One of the Guys, where a woman journalist dressed up like a high, like a boy for a, and to go back to high school to, like, infiltrate the ranks there. And
fascinating.
I don't know.
So, the plot of the film is a comedy homage to the drive-in monster movies of the 50s. So, basically,
See, I thought you would, I mean, there was a lot of flatulence and stuff. I thought this would be, I thought you would enjoy this more.
Well, that is a sucker punch to the gonads.
Let me just say some things I liked about it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was just the time of night I watched it, but it was working for me because the dialogue was so hokey and like, it was straight out of like a Leave It to Beaver. Like, there were just some of the old phrases and shit they brought back where it cracked me up. Cause of...
Yeah, but for me, it felt too forced.
I don't know. It was working for me. For the most of the film. Yep. I feel like by the end of it, I kind of was over it, but but I liked all that. I liked they were in the movies watching a movie called It Came From Uranus.
Oh, which, yeah.
Which was whatever, but then they showed the monster in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like a guy in a cape, but it was like his head was just a big... It was an ass where his eye was poking out the butthole. And but the part that cracked me up was that it like came up to the screen and then it just went like a farted. And then everybody in the theater just jumped and like shot their popcorn. Like, ah!
Yeah, that was good.
That shit cracked me up. And I loved the Beatniks, man. That shit was killing me.
Yeah, that was...
And Charles Manson.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that Charles Manson was fucking great. Yeah. I fucking love...
Yeah, he was good.
Which is a weird thing to say, but I love Charles Manson about the movie. But yeah, it was kind of an homage to, like, you know, I was a teenage werewolf and, like, stupid shit like that from the 50s.
Sure, sure.
And the boy, the main character, was peeping in, he saw her, which was a veterinarian, I believe.
Yeah.
She was getting undressed, and he was watching her through the window, and a fucking, just a random skunk came up and squirted him in the face, but they turned him into a were-skunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was marked as the one who squirts. I don't know. It's just so stupid, but I kind of dug it.
Yeah, see, for me, I think it didn't work for me for some reason. I'm not sure why. Might have been more fun if we had watched it together, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a... Well, he's like a, you know, a normal, sexually frustrated teenager.
Mm.
And... But what happens is when he turned into a were-skunk there, it's when he got infected or whatever by it, the change is brought on by whatever emotion he was feeling at the time, so he was aroused. So every time he becomes aroused, like a cloud, a cloud cloud fucking shoots out of his ass like a skunk spray. And then it eventually will turn into the were-skunk every time he gets aroused. So,
I'll tell you, the one part that did really make me chuckle was the blowjob part.
Oh, yeah.
when he's with the girl and she says, oh, I'll give you a blowjob, and then she just leans down and starts blowing on his crotch.
Yeah.
That one amused me, but I don't know. For the most part, it kind of fell flat for me.
I don't know. I was liking it. The only thing I was like, I think it would have been better in black and white, but to really sell that angle.
Right.
But I liked most of the characters. I liked his parents for the most part. I liked the dad.
Yeah, he was okay.
He felt like he was doing a good job as that in that role to me.
Yeah.
It was weird. The lady that played the mom was also played the weird like Asian police officer guy.
Yeah, which that I didn't care for.
It had moments where I kind of thought it was funny, but it was just weird.
And the whole thing with the other officer who kept, you know, like using modern stuff, even though it's supposed to take place in the 50s. I get what they were going for there, but it didn't work for me.
Yeah, I don't feel like that was fully fleshed out there. But yeah, I kind of see what they're going for there. But yeah, that didn't kind of work, really.
Yeah. I think for me, that's kind of how the whole movie was. I get what they were going for. It just, I don't know, it just didn't quite work for me.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame, but, you know, they can't all be winners, right?
It mostly worked for me.
That's good.
I had, like a handful of goodwill that slowly dripped out as the movie went on. So by the end of it, I was like, okay, I'm all set now. I was like, oh, I'm kind of digging this. And then, you know, as it went on. And it was like an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah.
I think it should have been shorter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just a sucker for that. Like the Lost Skeleton of Cadavera.
See, that was awesome. That movie was great.
Larry Blair. Yeah.
That one I really enjoyed. I don't know. This one, it just didn't do it for me.
Well, sorry, bitch. What the fuck you want?
I want a good fucking movie, bitch. That's what I fucking want.
All right. Good job, guys.
I know. We seem to be an impasse. I guess it's sad.
All right. Well, I guess basically, so what did we do for these ones? We rather than give it a typical rating.
Well, I guess we just say if we recommend it or not.
Yeah. And I will say I do not recommend it, I'm afraid.
I do recommend it. And I don't know. I don't know how long the novelty will last for you, but I was liking it.
Well, but I did watch it really.
I did watch it really late, though, so I think I might have just been like, I gotta go to sleep now, so let's wrap up the skunk movie, okay? Let's wrap it up, people. I gotta go to fucking bed.
Wrap up the skunk movie.
Yeah, but the title, I was like, I gotta see that. I was a teenage
boy. Yeah, I was loving. I loved the title when you sent it to me. I'm like, oh, cool. But yeah, you know, just wasn't my thing. All right, so there we have it. One recommendation from Chris and one non-recommendation from me. Hey, we can't always agree, right?
Well, no, we can. You should see what I did there.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah. All right, on that note, I guess that will do it for us this evening. We thank you all for listening. And of course, as always, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
screw you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Don't let the were-skunks bite.
Bitches.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Hey, kids. You want to contact the Keepers? Well, you can do so by emailing us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at KOTFR. And if you want to see what movies we're reviewing every week, you can find pictures of them on our Instagram. You can find us there under, guess what, Keepers of the Fringe. And of course, we also have a Keepers of the Fringe Facebook page. And while you're at it, we at the Keepers of the Fringe would really appreciate it if you could maybe, you know, give us a little rating or review on whatever you use to listen to our podcast. We would really appreciate it. It would really help others find us.
Like movies.
That's a good start.